Welcome, everybody, to the latest installment of the NMRcast. This is Shel Holtz. It is November 1st. Happy November, everybody. I'm in a hotel room in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am joined by... Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Brian Solis over in a conference room in San Francisco, California.
You're in the conference room. You're not driving down in a car. That's good. That's good. Well, I'm in a hotel room here at the Hotel Colonnade up in Boston today, getting ready for the Society of New Communications Research Gala Awards show tonight and their symposium tomorrow.
And you are Chris Hewer, as far as I can tell.
Good point, Shel. Yep. Although I'm not so sure anymore. I don't know how you're doing all this travel. I'm barely doing a quarter of what you're doing, probably. And some days I wonder where I'm at. So
it's getting old. But I'll throw a technical note at you just as a point of interest. Recording all of this, the Skype call, the three-way Skype call, on a laptop that is running an EBDO card. This is the Sprint wireless broadband card. So the fact that we're getting this good a connection on Skype speaks highly of this notion of being wireless all the time, wherever you go.
Yeah, and then not only that, but then Brian's connection is, of course, over a cell phone, so you're Skype outing, or you're Skype out to him.
Right.
And then with me on the conference line, I'm using a Wi-Fi service in a hotel. So very, very three different types of technology with the same end result.
It's just amazing. So, big news this week, as I understand it. You're going to publish the social media release requirements tomorrow, right?
Yeah, you know, it's been a long time coming. I certainly had hoped we'd be a little bit further along, but with everything happening, and as I've been talking to more and more people in the industry, even just in the lobby of the hotel a few minutes ago, everyone seems to be spread very thin at the moment, with just everything hopping as more and more organizations are jumping on to understanding, embracing, and actually deploying social media in all of its different forms. And it seems that the public relations and communications industry in particular is getting a lot of that load out of it. So that's a good sign in it. But earlier this week, we had gone ahead and set up, as we had talked about in last week's call, socialmediarelease.org. And in fact, I put one little silly post up there, and we're starting to get other members of the working groups and indeed other members of the community accounts to actually publish to that. And we're going to use that primarily for best practices so that practitioners can have a resource to reference, and we can stay on top of the news and everything else that's going on. And that'll be, of course, still pointing to the wiki, because the wiki is ultimately a great collaboration tool for ensuring that we all have kind of up-to-date pieces. But I think that the blog creates a great place to start conversations about different issues. So, in fact, what I'm working on right now for publishing late tonight or early tomorrow morning will be a draft that explains the different elements of the social media release and some of the reasons behind it, as we've discussed in our social media release working group calls over the past, month and a half or so now that we've been doing it, Brian?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, and so we've gotten some good feedback as well in writing from Brian and David Bradfield out of New York, and a couple of others have chimed in with some personal comments to me to make sure they're there. And Tom Foremski actually had some really great, innovative pieces that I'll be pointing out specifically inside the requirements piece. But I should point out first that this is not a technical requirements document so much as it is the outline of the elements that will be going into the technical specification. The process, as I've talked with the heads of the micro formats community, or the leaders of that community rather, is such that we're going to need to now move into their realm of process and control, which will look at some of the requirements from a more technical perspective to ensure that what we're actually talking about is indeed feasible and in line with their other approaches that they